Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Speaking with us today, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, here to recap the city council meeting. Sven, thanks for coming in.
You betcha. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. All right. Let's talk about a couple reports that kicked off the meeting last night. The first had to do with the Greater Dallas County Development Alliance, and Linda Wunsch came in and kind of shared their annual report with us.
Yeah, this is something that at least one person from the Greater Dallas County Development Alliance Board comes and does for us. Just kind of the year in review, getting ready for the new year and a whole host of new goals and objectives for that group. So always a great presentation, and it's great to hear what they've been up to the last year. Really great numbers on the number of projects that have been coming through their office. And she shared last night that there's 20 open leads for Perry, and as we all know, they don't all pan out, but even if one of those 20 comes to fruition, I think it's definitely a win for the community.
Sure. The second presentation was from the Greater Des Moines Partnership, and let's talk about that and how Perry's going to work with that group.
Sure. This is sort of similar to our relationship with the Dallas County Development Alliance. These two groups work very closely together, and it was just kind of a natural to become part of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. We've always been kind of caught in the middle of, do we want to be a part of the metro, or do we want to be our own identity? I think even with this membership to the Greater Des Moines Partnership, we'll have more access to some resources that will put us in that spotlight in the metro, especially with our housing that we're trying to boost up in town. There will be a lot of great networking opportunities and opportunities for us to get the community out in front of some of those builders in Des Moines and hopefully lure them out this way. So another aspect of this is getting in front of people and residents of the metro and letting them know all of the great amenities that we have in town and hopefully attracting them to come to Art on the Prairie or the Lighted Christmas Parade, things like that. And then hopefully they decide they want to come here and live here. So, just a great membership and a great organization. And again, just working very closely with the Alliance and the partnership, I think it's a win-win combination for everybody.
Very good. All right, something that I've talked with Jack Butler and Josh Webker about a little bit, the sewer cleaning project is wrapping up, at least for the year.
Yeah, so this is actually the last phases of sewer cleaning that we did the final acceptance and moved on with. So they're now working on the current round of sewer cleaning phases, and I think they have four going on right now. So keep an eye out for them out and about town. And we'd have these four that they're working through now, and then just two more sections of town. And then the entire community will be televised and cleaned, so all within about 5 or 6 years. So after that is all done, we'll be able to get on a really routine schedule of going through and cleaning those sewers very regularly.
Very good. All right, some more changes to the yard waste, I guess, both the pickup and the burning side of things. It's been, I guess, a mild fall. It's going to give people some more opportunities to take care of their yards.
Yeah, so the council took kind of two actions in one last night. One is they added two citywide yard waste pickups, depending on the weather. The first is November 30th, and the other is December 7th. The other thing the council did last night was extend open burning dates from November 28th to that same December 7th. So we're really just skipping over this holiday. With people in town, we didn't want the community filled with smoke. That was kind of the goal of retooling it the last couple of years. So hopefully we can work through that and have some more open burning through the end of kind of that fall period into winter. So
another project that's been talked about for quite a while now is the Sally Port at the Public Safety Building. And it sounds like that, I guess, design process is going to start moving forward.
Yep. We approved a professional services agreement with Bolton & Mink to start that design process with them. So hopefully this fall and the next month or month and a half, we'll get that design done. They'll get all the specs together, and then we'll be able to put it out to bid for construction next spring into summer. So this is the last fall and winter that the cars will have to sit outside and go through all those weather changes. So, and this is not only a good thing for our equipment and our vehicles and all the equipment inside, but really helps out with our police department. You know, when there's a hot call that comes in, they're running out the door and running to their cars. In the snow and ice, that's a danger for them, and we don't want our officers to get hurt slipping on ice or something like that, going to a call. But it also is there to protect possible victims of crimes, and if they're coming in for questioning or investigations, their identity can be kept confidential and protect their privacy on that. So really a multifunctional project, and the funding sources all worked out pretty good to get this job done.
Very good. All right, there were a couple annual reports, things that happen about this time every year. I'm having to do with some tax increment financing debt and an urban renewal report. Let's kind of, I guess, recap that in general.
Sure. So these are kind of two in the same. The TIF certification goes to the county auditor, and the annual urban renewal report goes to our auditors. These are both just kind of transparency things so that everybody can see what debt we're certifying with TIF and then how we're using that exactly. So just run-of-the-mill every year things, so we'll be back here next year at the same time talking about it. And the other thing we did was our annual financial report. And this is basically the overview of what we spend our money on, how much money we have in our balances, and where how we're sitting financially. So all those will be published and moved on to the proper folks.
Safe to say things are looking good financially for the city?
Yeah, we're very stable. And that really has a lot to do with the previous administration and all the work that Butch did with Susie and administration and get things on track. And there was a time when, things weren't so pretty up there. And I think superior management in our community has really come through on that. And now it's just up to us to keep it all on track and keep it going in the right direction.
Sure. Finally, there was a little change in the lighting on Willis, and this came from a request from Alliant Energy.
Yeah, when Alliant replaced all the poles along Willis Avenue, I guess they must have put one less pole in, so thus one less street light. And in order for them to reduce the number of street lights, they need a resolution from council approving that. So I just drove out there that way last night after the council meeting, and the lighting looks great still, so there shouldn't be any impact in the quality of lighting. Now they're all LEDs through there, and as I've been preaching for quite a while, the LED casts a much better, broader light, so it's a much more even light, and there should be really no impact on the quality of light or the visibility out there.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Sven?
Yeah, I just wanted to go through the garbage route changes and some closings for this week. Thursday and Friday, Perry City Hall and the Waterworks will be closed. Also, the library will be closing at 5 p.m. on Wednesday and be closed Thursday and Friday. The McCurry Center will be closed on Thursday and will be open from 1 to 5 on Friday. And as far as garbage and recycle routes go, both Thursday and Friday's recycle and garbage routes will both be picked up on Wednesday. So a good number of people will be getting their garbage out on Wednesday by 7 so that we can get out and pick that up.
Very good. Thanks, Ben, for coming in. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you.
That's today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.